Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where we have high school volleyball going on tonight. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians entertaining the New Knoxville Lady Rangers here this evening in high school volleyball at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We welcome those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, also on the high school TV network, which we just joined. I'm Rob Weaver with WPGW Radio FM and 100.9 on your FM dial. They recognize the senior golfers tonight of the boys and girls golf teams. Here's principal of Fort Recovery High School, Ryan Steinbruner, as he announces the seniors this evening.
First, our Lady Indian golfers, who were under the direction of Coach Jeff Vaughn, finished the season 24-3 and were Midwest Athletic Conference champions. Our First Lady senior Indian golfer, Eva Kollig. Eva is the daughter of Doug and Brenda Kollig. She is a member of the golf team, CYO Basketball, National Honor Society, Spanish Club, and Student Council. Eva lists being undefeated in the MAC during this golf season as a memorable moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Indian senior Eva Kollig. Our next Indian senior, Ella Shane. Ella is the daughter of Ken and Carrie Shane. She is a member of the golf team, bowling, softball, Spanish club, student council, National Honor Society, FBLA, and earned second team All-MAC for softball and first team All-MAC for bowling. After graduation, Ella plans to study physical therapy at an undecided college. Fort Recovery senior, Ella Shane. Indian senior, Emma Will. Emma is the daughter of Chris and Kylie Will. She is a member of the golf team, softball team, Spanish club, student council, is the vice president of National Honor Society, and is senior class president. Emma's most memorable moment of high school was dyeing Coach Vaughn's hair after he lost a bet. Indian senior Emma Will. Indian Lady Golfer Senior, Brooklyn Wyckoff. Brooklyn is the daughter of Nick and Vanessa Wyckoff. She is a member of the golf team, MAV Youth Mentoring, Chess Club, Spanish Club, FTA, Drama Club, SAD, Thursday Night Game Club, is in the Teaching Professions program at TriStar, and attended Buckeye Girls State. After graduation, Brooklyn plans to attend Bowling Green State University to get a degree in World Language Education in Latin and go on to earn a master's degree. Fort Recovery senior, Brooklyn Wyckoff. And now for our senior Indian boys, under the direction this year of Dean Sanders, they have advanced out of sectional tournament and will be competing in district tournament this upcoming Monday. Our first senior boy golfer, Drew Bax. Drew is the son of Roy and Janelle Bax. He is a member of the golf team, band, bowling team, FFA, National Honor Society, FBLA, SAD, Spanish Club, Student Council, Thursday Night Game Club, Scholastic Bowl, and the Math Science Club. After graduation, Drew plans to attend Wright State Lake Campus and major in ag business. Indian senior, Drew Bax. Mason Diller. Mason is the son of Greg and Katie Diller. He is a member of the golf team and has participated in baseball, basketball, football, student council, and youth group while in high school. He has also earned several All-MAC academic awards and has been on the honor roll. Mason lists his most memorable moment of high school as the state final tournament baseball run last spring. Fort Recovery senior, Mason Diller. Indian senior, Riley Greaseup. Riley is the son of Scott and Lisa Greaseup. He is a member of the golf team, bowling team, FFA, and trap shoots. After graduating from high school in May, Riley plans to attend college to study electrical engineering. Indian senior, Riley Greaseup. Indian senior, Eli Leonards. Eli is the son of Dan and Teresa Leonards. He is a four-year member of the golf team and played basketball for 3 years. Eli's favorite memory from high school was moving on from the sectional round in golf. Fort Recovery senior, Eli Leonards. And our final senior golfer, Keegan Mollenkamp. Keegan is the son of Rob and Angie Mollenkamp. He is a member of the golf team, FFA, St. Peter Parish, and was on the first place FFA Wildlife Management and Nature Interpretation team. Keegan's most memorable moment in high school was attending the state FFA convention. Indian senior, Keegan Mollenkamp. Seniors, we wish you the best of luck in the future and thank you for your dedication to Fort Recovery Athletics. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up one more time for our Indian senior golfers.
Once again, that was high school principal Ryan Steinbruner introducing the senior girls and boys golf team members of Fort Recovery this year. They'll have senior night for the volleyball players coming up on, I believe, October the 10th in their match with St. Henry that night. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with more here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery and New Knoxville battling. Fort Recovery did win the JV match 2-0. We'll tell you about that in just a moment here.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Cal Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Full Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at calpharmacy.com. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse, everybody. Just a reminder that the Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland would like to wish the Lady Indians good luck tonight. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of Dr. Vormore's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart at the Vormore Family Dentistry. They're on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Stop by soon. Again, she is accepting new patients. Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry. Taking a look at the real quickly at the conference standings in volleyball at the particular moment. The leader of the conference is Coldwater with a record of 5-0. They are 16-0 overall. Nobody's been able to knock them off yet. Marion, and by the way, Coldwater's ranked number one in the state of Ohio. Marion Local's 4-1 in the conference, 15-1 overall. They're only lost to Coldwater. And I correct myself. I think their only loss was to New Bremen. New Bremen knocked off Marion Local. New Bremen's 4-1 in the conference. They are 13-2 overall. St. Henry's 4-1 in the conference, 12-3 overall. Parkway 3-2, 13-4 overall. Then comes Versailles at 2-3, who is 7-6 overall. Fort Recovery, St. John's, and New Knoxville are all 1-4. And Minster is the only team that hasn't won a conference matchup yet. They are 0-5 on the year. Fort Recovery's regular season record is 8-6. New Knoxville's regular season record is 5-9. In the JV matchup, it was a marathon second game tonight, which Fort Recovery was able to win 30-28. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-21. And again, won the second set 30-28 to win the JV match 2-9. We'll be back with the start of the game here, start of the match from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after we pause for this commercial break.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. The This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, we're about set to go here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Again, I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. Brody Bargey and Neil Spencer are the technicians for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And again, we're also on the high school TV network, the NHS network as well tonight. Fort Recovery looking for their ninth win of the year and their second conference win. New Knoxville also looking for their second conference win, and they're looking for their sixth win of the year. I think we're about set to go here. Nice student section across the way. Young men and young ladies rooting on the Lady Indians here tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night we have high school football on the radio station. It's Jay County's homecoming tomorrow evening. Jay County hosting the Woodland Warriors at the Harold Sheet Stadium. Remember, the game starts a little later at 7:30 because the homecoming parade is at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. We hope we can get all that in. It's, boy, the weather forecast for tomorrow is rather ominous. So due to that hurricane that is moving up from the south. So we'll see how things work out. Here we go. Kayla Heitkamp, the first server for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Hit back over. A block by Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Kayla Heitkamp for Cameron Mollenkamp. New Knoxville digs it out, hits it back over. Here's Mollenkamp on another hit. Is it in? And they say, yes, it was. Give Cameron Mollenkamp the first kill of the night. Fort Recovery takes a 1-0 lead. Kayla Heitkamp, one of our seniors. Good serve. Dug out by New Knoxville's Bren Egbert. Here's a smash, a spike for a kill by New Knoxville's Avery Albers. Picks up the first kill for the Lady Rangers. And Albers goes back to serve for New Knoxville with the score tied at 1-1. Good serve. Cameron Mollenkamp up to Niekamp, back to Mollenkamp, hits it over. Smash by New Knoxville, but out of bounds by Avery Albers, and Fort Recovery gets side out. And it's 2-1. Lady Indians leading by one here. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp serving now. Good serve. Nice serve to the libero. She passes to the front line. The set. There's the smash by Bren Egbert. Fort Recovery plays it. Bren Wellman hits it over. And New Knoxville back over and out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Correction, that was Kennedy Mollenkamp hitting it over there a moment ago for the Indians. Served by Cameron Mollenkamp. That's a good one. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will dig. Kayla Heitkamp sets. Here's a smash by Homan. And she got a kill off the fist of Avery Homan. Bridget Homan off of Avery Homan for the kill. Makes it 4-1. Lady Indians in the lead here. And New Knoxville calls timeout to slow Fort Recovery down a bit. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Cameron Mollenkamp will continue to serve. Out there for New Knoxville, we have Addison Albers. He's in the lineup right now. So is Bren Egbert. Their libero is Paige Webb. Good serve there by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Lady Indians play it. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a smash and got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up her first kill of the night. Another service point for Cameron Mollenkamp. She's had three in a row now. Cameron serving again. Good serve dug out by New Knoxville's Avery Holman, but it goes out of bounds. Point for recovery. Mollenkamp will serve again. Dug out by New Knoxville at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Bridget Holman free balls it back over to New Knoxville. Here's the set for the Lady Rangers. A smash and it's hit out of bounds by Bryn Egbert. Right idea there for New Knoxville, but blasted it out of bounds. Another service point. Five in a row here for Cameron Mollenkamp, and she almost got an ace there, but New Knoxville able to save it. And at the net with a block is Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp waiting on it at the net, picks up the block. It's now 8-1. Lady Indians out to a huge early lead here. Here's Mollenkamp serve again. Dug out by the libero, Webb. Here's a smash. And that is in this time. Oh, it was tipped, said the official. So Bryn Egbert gets a kill. And going back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Addison Albers. Addison, good serve. Cameron Mollenkamp to the net to Kayla Heitkamp. Sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A good spike there. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery, and hitting it out of bounds was Avery Holman. Side out, Fort Recovery. That side out a moment ago that gave the serve to New Knoxville broke a string of six service points in a row by Cameron Mollenkamp. Good serve this time by Kenna Dews. Back over to Fort Recovery and can't get it back over. There's a point for New Knoxville. So it's a short service for Kenna Dews. Paige Webb goes back to serve now for New Knoxville. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. Paige Webb with an ace serve. Fort Recovery couldn't quite get there before it hit the floor. Webb serves again. It's now 9-4. And this is out of bounds. Too much muscle on that. Paige Webb hits it out of bounds. She's only a freshman for the Lady Rangers. Bridget Holman now serving for Fort Recovery. And it's out of bounds. The other direction. Service error for Fort Recovery. Now going back to serve is Bryn Egberts. Egbert is a senior for the Lady Rangers. Holman to Dews. Free ball by Kennedy Mollenkamp over to New Knoxville. Here's the set, the dink over. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets it back to New Knoxville. There's a smash and a kill. Getting the kill is Avery Albers for New Knoxville. Again, Bryn Egbert serving. And good serve dug out by Holman to Dews. There's a smash by Mollenkamp. Hits it too deep over the end line. And it's another point for New Knoxville. 10-7 now. Lady Rangers coming back here. And there's a service error in the net for Bryn Egbert. And that gives Fort Recovery the serve back. Kennedy Mollenkamp will now serve. It's a good serve dug out by Webb. Here's the set for New Knoxville at the net. Fort Recovery will play it. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Nice blast there, but New Knoxville able to play it. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Holman to Kayla Heitkamp, and she hits it over on the second hit and surprises New Knoxville and gets the kill. She does that quite a bit. Doesn't get a whole lot of kills out of it, but did that time. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again here. Good serve. Here's the set for New Knoxville, and they do not get the kill. New Knoxville has it again, and unable to hit the ball over was Avery Holman. Hitting error there for the Lady Rangers, so Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve again. It's now 13-7. Kennedy's serve is good. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy's digs it out. Kayla Heitkamp There's a smash by Bryn Willman, who's in the match now. And she gets the kill. Bryn Willman with a kill. And that makes it now 14-7. Lady Indians, the lead was down to 10-7. Now it's 14-7. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Good serve. Webb saves it, though. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. A block to Knoxville. Free balls it over. Kennedy's to the net to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Cameron Mollenkamp. And the perfect offense as Cameron Mollenkamp drills it for a kill. Another timeout for New Knoxville as they now trail 15-7. Lady Indians on top here in set number one.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Again, Eric Catterley is our studio producer for the radio station. And Brody Bargy and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. And they're going to call a violation on Fort Recovery for something. Wasn't sure exactly what it was, but they give side out to New Knoxville and the point. Here's a serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp will dig and pass to Kayla Heitkamp. There's Willman hitting it over. Here's the set and the smash by New Knoxville and the kill. Avery Albers picks up a kill. Service point there for Avery Homan. Her first service point of the night. And it's 15-9 now. New Knoxville back to within six. Dug out by Homan to Heitkamp. Hits it over on the second hit. New Knoxville back to Fort Recovery. Freeballing it over is Bridget Homan. Here's the set by the Lady Rangers. The smash played by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. And a block. But it's out of bounds. So give Cameron Mollenkamp the kill. Bryn Willman serving. 16-9 now. Lady Indians up by 7. Good serve by Willman. Here's a spike by New Knoxville. And they get the kill. They say it was in for Kinley Richling. Richling's first kill of the evening. And she will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Homan to Heitkamp. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp in the net and Fort Recovery. Gets called for 4 hits. They didn't get it over on 3 hits. So point for Richling. Kinley Richling's only a freshman. Another serve dug out by Bridget Homan. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. A wicked spike. And Cameron gets a kill. Kill number 4 for her this evening. Kayla Heitkamp now back to serve for the Lady Indians. 17-11. Fort Recovery's up by 6. There comes Kayla's serve. It's a good one. Dug out to the net. The set and the spike. Played by Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Homan back over. And she got the kill. Went off the block of New Knoxville. And Bridget Homan picks up her second kill of the night. Kayla Heitkamp picks up another service point. And it's 18-11 now. Lady Indians up by 7. Here comes the serve. And over on the second hit to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set up. They're going to call a double hit. Double hit on Kennedy Mollenkamp. So side out to the Lady Rangers of New Knoxville. Back to serve now is Avery Albers. Albers serves as a good one. Here's the set for Heitkamp to Bridget Homan. Homan a little dink over. Set for New Knoxville. A wicked smash and a kill for Bryn Egberts. Her second kill of the night. Avery Albers serving again. Good serve. to the net to Heitkamp, and they're going to say illegal hit on Fort Recovery. So another service point for Avery Albers. She will serve again. It's now 18-14. Rangers cutting the gap here. There's the dig by Cameron Mullenkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp, back to Cameron. And Cameron got the kill. That was not really a wicked hit or anything, just a good solid hit across the net and got the kill. And Cameron goes back to serve now. Good serve by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the set for New Knoxville, the smash. And there's the kill. Bryn Egbert picks up her third kill of the evening. Side out to the Lady Rangers. And Addison Albers will go back to serve now. Two Albers girls on this team. They're sisters. Good serve there. Kennedy's. There's a hit over by Fort Recovery's Niekamp. Now back over by New Knoxville and a kill. Once again, it's Bryn Egbert. She is definitely their star hitter on this New Knoxville team. Makes it 19-16 now. Addison Albers will serve again. Good serve. Brenna Dews to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a hit by Kennedy Mullenkamp. A block and a point for New Knoxville. I believe that was Bryn Egbert that came through with the block. And now Fort Recovery wants time as the lead is shriveled down to two. Fort Recovery 19, New Knoxville 17. We'll be back with the next serve right after this.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
19-17, two-point lead here for the Lady Indians. This is as close as New Knoxville's been in quite some time. Still serving is Addison Albers. Wears number 11 on her uniform. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery able to free ball it over and save it. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Albers with the smash and got the kill. Correction, Egbert. Egbert with the smash and got the kill. Bryn Egbert's. Another service point for Addison Albers, and she'll serve again. 19-18 now. Only a one-point lead, and there's a serve that is out of bounds, just barely. Barely out of bounds by Addison Albers. So Kennedy's goes back to serve now. It's 20-18. Fort Recovery up by two. Kennedy's serves a good one. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The smash, a block. Back over to Fort Recovery. Back to New Knoxville. Webb will set and a hit into the net. They're going to call four hits on New Knoxville. Did not get it over on the third hit. So give Kennedy's her first service point of the night. And it's now 21-18. Fort Recovery's up by three. Good serve, dug out by Webb. Here's the set and the smash. Another kill. Another kill for Bryn Egbert. It's number six for her this evening. All here in the first set, 21-19. Good serve by New Knoxville. It's an ace serve. Ace serve for Paige Webb, the libero. That is her second ace serve of the evening. Here's the next serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Homan. Played by New Knoxville, waiting for it at the net. Was Egbert. Now here's a smash back over by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Mullenkamp gets the kill. And that makes it now 22-20, side out Fort Recovery. Lady Indians on top by two. Bridget Homan will go back to serve now. It's a good serve. Dug out by Avery Albers. Here's a smash by Egbert and a kill. Brent Egbert, another kill, number seven for her in the first set. It's 22-21. Lady Indians trying to hang on here. It looked like they were going to win easily, but the Knoxville kept fighting back. Egbert with the serve now. Good serve. Here's a smash by Holman, and she hits it out of bounds. Point New Knoxville, 22-22. Brent Egbert picks up the service point. And a let serve for an ace. A let serve for an ace by Brent Egbert. And that puts New Knoxville out in front. 23-22, New Knoxville leading. Fort Recovery calls timeout. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, you have to give credit to New Knoxville. Fighting back here, facing a deficit that, I don't know, was at least 8 points at one time. And the Lady Indians have let that slip away. Albers, Egbert. Brent Egbert serving again. Good serve by Brent, except plenty of distance, except it was out of bounds on the far sideline. Point for recovery, and that ties it up 23-23. Side out Lady Indians, and Kennedy Mollenkamp goes back to serve now. Tied at 23-all. Good serve. Webb will dig it out, pass to the net. There's a smash, and Fort Recovery plays it, but hits it out of bounds. Point New Knoxville. I believe that was Avery Albers who got the kill. Here's the serve now by New Knoxville. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. There's Cameron Mollenkamp over. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp mishit it. Fort Recovery free balls it over, and there's the kill. Kill by Avery Albers. And New Knoxville wins the first set 25-23. Lady Indians let that get away from them. New Knoxville comes through with a big comeback to win 25-23 in set one. We'll be back with the second set coming up in just a moment.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kautpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. There's things I hate and there's things I love. I hate winter and I hate snow and I hate taxes. I love my family and my country and I love a good mower. This year, if you're in a relationship with a mower that you don't love, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. At Hall Brothers, we carry mowers that you'll love, like Grasshoppers, Toro, and Kubota. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go with the second set. And New Knoxville back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. A block. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Kennedy's free balls it over. Here's the hit back over by New Knoxville, but out of bounds by Brent Egberts. And that'll give Kayla Heitkamp to serve here. 1-0, Lady Indians take the early lead here in this second set. Good serve there. Two-handing it over is Avery Albers. Smashed by Niekamp. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, and they say somebody was in the net for New Knoxville. Point Fort Recovery. Must have been Brent Egberts. Back to serve, Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Dug out by Webb, the libero in the back line. Here's a smash and another kill by Egberts. That is her eighth kill of the night. She has just been on fire here. She's definitely on my potential all-conference list. Service ace. Service ace for Addison Albers. It's now 2-2. We're all tied up. Albers serves again. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Cameron Mollenkamp. New Knoxville plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp to Homan. Homan back over to New Knoxville. Webb will set, and the hit is out of bounds. Set for Kira Wellman, and Wellman's spike went out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Now Cameron Mollenkamp serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out. Here's the set. And the smash, a block by Fort Recovery at the net. And there is Carly Niekamp getting a kill. Right at the net. 4-2. Fort Recovery leads by two. Cameron Mollenkamp serving to Webb, who digs it out. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan on a hit, and New Knoxville is able to play it. They free ball it back. Cameron Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. In the middle to Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets a kill. Number two for her here in this set. Cameron Mollenkamp serving again. 5-2 now. Lady Indians lead by three. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill for guess who? Yes, Brent Egbert again. Back to serve now for New Knoxville is Paige Webb. Again, she's the libero. New Knoxville's playing some pretty nice volleyball here. They've only won one conference match, but so is Fort Recovery. Back over. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, and did they get the kill? Yes. I believe that was Addison Albers. Webb picks up the service point. Paige Webb, a freshman, serves again. Good serve off of Kennedy Mollenkamp. Up on the bank board of the basketball goal. Back down. Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it over at the net, and there is Bridget Holman on a block and a kill. Holman blocks it right at the net. Kennedy's serving now. 6-4, Lady Indians by two. Good serve. Here's the set and the hit, and it is out of bounds, apparently, by Kenley Richling. Kenley Richling hits it out of bounds. Kennedy's picks up the service point. She will serve again. Dug out, and a smash, and a kill for New Knoxville's Bryn Egbert again. Kill number 10 for Bryn. She'll go back to service now, 7-5. Fort Recovery leads by two. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here is Heitkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back over to New Knoxville. A smash and a kill. Avery Albers with kill number 6 for her tonight. Bryn Egbert serving. Good serve dug out by Holman, and going to be an ace serve. Holman couldn't get it where she wanted to, and it goes out of bounds off of her wrist. Ace serve there for Bryn Egbert. It's her second ace serve tonight. To Kennedy's, to Heitkamp at the net. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp, and hits it out of bounds. Point for New Knoxville. It's now 8-7. New Knoxville has taken the lead here. 8-7. Good serve. Kennedy's to Heitkamp. There's a smash by Bryn Willman, and she gets the kill. Bryn Willman with her second kill tonight. And Bridget Holman goes back to serve now on side out for the Lady Indians. Well, season's winding down here. They're going to be having the tournament draw pretty soon. Bridget Holman to Webb, who passes to the net. The set and the kill. Avery Albers from her middle hitting position getting the kill. Now it's side out. Lady Rangers back to serve as Avery Holman. 9-8. New Knoxville leads by one. Kennedy's on the dig to Heitkamp. Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit and gets the kill. Again, Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp, her second kill of the night. And both of them have come on a second hit like that. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp now serving. We're tied at 9-9. Good serve. Here's the set. Hitting it over. Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Sets for sister Cameron. New Knoxville's able to play it. Freeballing it over. And Fort Recovery can't get it. And give Bryn Egbert a kill on a free ball. She is something else. Back to serve is Kenley Richling. Good serve there. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp hitting it back to New Knoxville, and she gets a kill. It's number 6 for Cameron Mollenkamp tonight. Bryn Willman will go back to serve. It's tied at 10-10. Willman serves a good one. Here's the set for New Knoxville. A smash and a kill. Avery Albers, she's having quite a night, too. That gives her a total of 8 kills on the night. And Albers goes back to serve. That's Avery Albers. Her sister Addison is also on the team. And there is an ace serve right on the back line that Fort Recovery let go. They thought it was going to go out. It did not. Avery Albers with an ace. That's her first ace of the night. 12-10, New Knoxville by two. Another good serve at the net. And here's the hit back over and out of bounds by Addison Albers. I think New Knoxville felt like it was tipped. So Kayla Heitkamp will serve. In the net, service error. back to serve for New Knoxville's Addison Albers, and now New Knoxville leads 13-11. Serve by Addison Albers is good, and it's an ace serve. Fort Recovery couldn't play it. Timeout, Fort Recovery. The wheels are not on real well here for the Lady Indians right now. They trail 14-11 after losing the first set 25-23. We'll be back in a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, Fort Recovery having a lot of problems here with New Knoxville. New Knoxville does not have the flashy record. They're only 5-9 on the year, but they're giving Fort Recovery everything they want here. Back to serve again is Addison Albers. 14-11. New Knoxville up by three. Good dig by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp and a block. I believe that was Egbert with the block. Another service point for Addison Albers. Next serve. It's a pass to the net to Heitkamp, who will set for Bridget Holman. A nice smash, but New Knoxville is able to play it. Hit back over to the Lady Indians. Here's Carly Niekamp. Back over to New Knoxville. Here's a smash and a block by Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp picks up a point with a block. Her second block of the evening. And now side out Lady Indians. 15-12. Fort Recovery needs to get moving here. Cameron Mollenkamp now serving. Good serve. Nice dig there by New Knoxville to save it. Save it and keep it alive by Avery Albers. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Kennedy a little shove and got the kill. Here's the serve by Cameron Mollenkamp. There's the hit back over by Brent Egberts. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to New Knoxville. Here's the set. And Egbert gets another kill. Just barely got it in. Brent Egbert, a kill right on the side. For her, that is kill number 12 on the night. Back to serve as Webb now for New Knoxville. Good serve. Fort Recovery's having problems. Carly Niekamp, two hands it over. There's a smash back to Fort Recovery, played by Kenna Dews, but Fort Recovery can't play it. And give the kill there to Kenley Richling. Richling picks up her second kill tonight. Webb, another service point, and it's 17-13. Here's a good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a cross-court hit. Here's the set for New Knoxville. And they say it was in. Wow, that didn't look like it was in to me, but they said it was. Brent Egbert gets the kill. And so, timeout Fort Recovery again, 18-13. Lady Indians in real trouble here tonight.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, this is the situation that New Knoxville was in, basically, in the first set, trailing pretty good number of points. And then they came back to win the first set. Let's see if Fort Recovery can't do the same thing here. Good serve by Webb. Heitkamp to Carly Niekamp. To New Knoxville. They smash in the block. New Knoxville sets it. And hit again. Another block. Another hit. Another block. Here's the set and the smash by, yes, Bryn Egbert gets another kill. Kill number 14 for her now. Give Webb the service point. 19-13. Lady Rangers on a roll here. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Heitkamp to Carly Niekamp, and Carly with a smash for a kill. Kill number 3 on the night for Carly. And Kennedy's will go back to serve now. Kenna has a couple of service points tonight. Good serve there. Here's Webb setting for Kinley Richling. Now Bridget Holman hits it back over, and they're going to say New Knoxville was in the net. Point for recovery. Point recovery cuts the lead to 4 points here. And service error for Canadoos. Boy, you can't catch up with the opponent by doing that. Here's another serve by Egbert. Ace serve and foot recovery. Barely a battle at the net. Goes back to New Knoxville. Now back over to the Lady Indians. Heitkamp will set for Bryn Willman. Willman dings it over. Here's a smash. A wicked kill by Avery Albers as she got all of that one. Kill number 9 for Avery. Service point for Bryn Egberts. And she will serve again. It's 21-15. Lady Indians in big trouble here. Next serve by Bryn Egbert. And it might be an ace. Nope, Fort Recovery is going to free ball it back. Now to the net. Here's the set. And a hit and a block by Fort Recovery. Hit by Bridget Holman, and she gets the kill. Bridget Holman picks up the kill. Side out Lady Indians, and Bridget Holman will go back to serve. It's now 21-16. Lady Indians down by 5. They need to make a move right here. And it's a good serve back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp. Back over on the second hit. Here's the set for New Knoxville. A block by the Lady Indians. I think that might have been Bryn Willman with the block there. Timeout New Knoxville now. As Fort Recovery comes back to within 4. 21-17. New Knoxville still with the lead.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not been a happy night for Fort Recovery. They started out well this evening, played very well in the first two-thirds of the first set, but then the roof kind of caved in, and New Knoxville came back to win the first set, 25-23, and New Knoxville leads here in the second set, 21-17. Fort Recovery is serving. Bridget Holman's serve is dug out by Webb on the back line. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Avery Albers gets another kill, number 10 for her now. And back to serve is Avery Holman of New Knoxville. Avery Holman's a sophomore on this team. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Bryn Willman dinks it over and got the kill. Bryn Willman gets the serve back. Kill number 3 for her on the night. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve. It's only a 4-point difference here, 22-18. And here's New Knoxville hitting it back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Side out New Knoxville. Kinley Richling will go back to serve now. It's now 23-18. Good serve dug out by Bridget Holman. There is Heitkamp to Mollenkamp. That's Cameron Mollenkamp back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp on a blast. Played by New Knoxville. Goes up and hits the rafters and go down. I'm going to go ahead and give Cameron Mollenkamp a kill on that. Bryn Willman serving. 23-19. The Indians down by four. Good serve. Here's the smash and the kill. Avery Albers, she's not afraid to rip that ball. Back to serve now is Avery. Avery Albers serve off of Kennedy Mollenkamp. Cameron Mollenkamp free-balling it over Carly Niekamp. Now New Knoxville hits it over on the second hit by Addison Albers and gets the kill. And that's it. 25-19. New Knoxville wins the second set. And a lot of Fort Recovery fans kind of in shock here. Lady Indians having their issues. We'll be back in a moment. They trail 2-0 to New Knoxville here tonight. We'll return in just a moment on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio. Fort Recovery and New Knoxville tonight in high school volleyball.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Lady Indians trailing 2-0 here. Kind of a shocker. I don't think many people expected New Knoxville to play this well tonight. They're trying to pick up their second conference win of the year. New Knoxville, hey, they played well. I give them credit. Here's Kayla Heitkamp serving for Fort Recovery to start the third set. Lady Indians trailing 2-0. And there's a kill right off the bat for Avery Albers, number 12 for her. And New Knoxville takes the lead 1-0. Fort Recovery has to win this set or this match is over. Good serve. There's Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. And a block at the net They're going nope. They're going to say it wasn't a block. They're going to say four hits. Carly Niekamp did not get it over. Serving here is Avery Albers. Good serve. Cross court hit, and Bridget Holman picks up a kill. Hitting it in the right spot. Side out Lady Indians. 2-1 now. Lady Indians leading by, trailing by one. Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the set. Smash, and is it a kill? Nope. Went out of bounds. Bren Egbert on the hit there, and it went out of bounds. Point for recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp serving. Good serve to Webb. Digs it out. Here's the set. Here's the smash. And they're going to say out of bounds by Bren Egberts. Addison Albers had set that for her. It was a pretty good set, but Egbert couldn't hit it where she wanted it to go. Cameron Mullenkamp has served. And New Knoxville have to free ball it over. Bridget Holman to Heitkamp, who will set for Holman, and Holman got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve again. Full recovery leads 4-2. And there's a service error over the end line. Full recovery did win the JV match tonight, winning the first set 25-21. And winning the second set in an overtime thriller, 30-28. Good serve by New Knoxville. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, and it's out of bounds. Thought that was tipped there for a moment, but the official said no. So back to serve now is Addison Albers, tied at 4-4. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp, back to Kennedy. Kennedy will smash it to Webb, who goes to the net. Here's the set back over to Fort Recovery. They're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. A double hit on Fort Recovery. Those of you who listen to me often, you know that's not my favorite call in this sport. I think they could do away with that and it wouldn't hurt a thing. Here's Addison Albers. A service error hits it too long. And so Fort Recovery will get side out. Kennedy's on the serve. Good serve. To the net it goes. Here's the set. Smash by Egbert and got the kill. Fort Recovery just couldn't play it. Egbert has too much velocity. Kill number 15 on the night for her. Served now by New Knoxville. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Tries for the kill and got it. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up a kill. That gives the side out back to Fort Recovery. Makes it 6-6, and Bridget Holman goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery has to win this set or this match is over. Holman on a good serve there. Here's the set, the dink back over by Egbert. And a block. Looked like, I believe, that was Bren Egbert with the block. She's doing it all. She'll go back to serve now for the Lady Rangers. Good serve dug out by Kennedy's to Heitkamp. Sets four, Kennedy Mullenkamp. And a little placement hit there, and Kennedy gets a kill. And she will go back to serve now. I'm not sure that's how she wanted to hit that, but it worked out for her. Fort Recovery has it tied 7-7. Good serve there. Here's the set and the dink over and the kill by New Knoxville's Avery Albers. Kill number 13 for her tonight. Between Albers and Egbert, they are quite the combo tonight. Served by Avery Holman, and she gets an ace serve. Avery Holman with an ace serve makes it 9-7. New Knoxville by two. Here's the serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. New Knoxville plays it. And it goes out of bounds off New Knoxville. Point for recovery. And Bren Holman goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Holman's serve is a good one. And New Knoxville able to get it over. Nice save there by Egbert. Here's a smash by Cameron Mollenkamp. And it's off of Egbert. She can't play it. And Cameron Mollenkamp gets the kill. Bren Willman serving now for the Lady Indians. We are tied at 9-9. Good serve. Dug out by Egbert. And they're going to call a double hit. Double hit on Addison Albers. Point for Willman. Here comes Bren Willman's serve. Good serve. Dug out by Egberts. Here's the set and the smash by Egberts. Played by the Indians. Now they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Come on. Let them play. Back to serve now is Kinley Richling. 10-10. And her serve is too long, out of bounds. Bridget Holman will now, correction. It's Kayla Heitkamp serving now for Fort Recovery, the senior. Good serve. Webb to the net. Here's the set and the dink over. Back to New Knoxville, a battle at the net. New Knoxville with it again. Here's a set and the hit over for Addison Albers. And Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds. Point on New Knoxville. Avery Albers goes back to serve. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp was set for Bridget Holman, and Bridget picks up a kill off the block of New Knoxville. 12-11 now. Lady Indians with a one-point lead here. A set that they must win to keep this match going. Cameron Mollenkamp served, dug out by Webb. Back over to Fort Recovery, and Kennedy Mollenkamp cannot get any loft on that hit. And it's a point for New Knoxville. Addison Albers back to serve. Good serve dug out by Kennedy's. Heitkamp was set for Holman. Holman dinks it over and got the kill. Little soft hit for Holman. It worked. 13-12 now. Kennedy's serving. Good serve. Here's the set for Addison Albers. Fort Recovery in trouble. Oh, Cameron Mollenkamp gets it over. Hit by New Knoxville. Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Holman. And she mishit it. Point for New Knoxville. Now it's Paige Webb going back to serve for New Knoxville. It's 13-13. We're all tied up again. Let's serve, but played by Fort Recovery. Here's Holman on a smash, and she got the kill. Hit it right at New Knoxville's Avery Albers, and she could not play it. And Bridget Holman will go back to serve. Nice night for Bridget tonight. She has 8 kills on the evening and 1 block. 14-13, Lady Indians by 1. Good serve off of Webb. Here's Addison Albers setting for Egbert, and she gets the kill. Bren Egbert with the kill. Kill number 16 for Bren Egbert tonight. Now tied at 14-14. Fort Recovery and New Knoxville in the third set. New Knoxville has won the first two sets. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Or that's Kennedy Mollenkamp. And a battle at the net. And there's Bryn Willman picking up a block, I believe. Side out, Lady Indians. We have a one-point lead for Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve. There's the dig by New Knoxville. The bump over. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the hit, played by New Knoxville. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp over on the second hit. Gets it back by New Knoxville. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp. A smash and close to the back line for a kill. That makes the score Fort Recovery 16, New Knoxville 14. New Knoxville calls timeout, trailing by two. We'll return in just a moment.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fort Recovery has, I think, two conference games left, I believe. Playing, still to play. St. Henry's the last conference game of the year. And then we have a matchup at Delphus St. John's also. I think those are the last two conference matches of the year. Not positive, but I believe. I do not have my schedule in front of me. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve. And it's almost an ace serve, but Egbert saves it. But she hits it out of bounds. Egbert, a one-hand smash and knocked it over the end line. Point for Fort Recovery. 17-14 now. Lady Indians lead by three. Another serve. Goodbye, Mollenkamp. New Knoxville's trying to save it, and they do. Egbert did a nice job of free-balling that over. Back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy's to Heitkamp. She will set for Cameron Mollenkamp, and Cameron got the kill. And the Lady Indians are on a little roll now. 18-14. Fort Recovery leads by four, and I believe this is their largest lead in this set. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Dug out by New Knoxville. Addison Albers sets for Egbert, and Egbert gets the kill. Bryn Egbert with kill number 17. Going back to serve now for the Lady Rangers is Avery Homan. 18-15, Lady Indians lead by three. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Back over to New Knoxville. Now Addison Albers quick hits it over to Fort Recovery and off of Bridget Homan and got a kill. Addison Albers with a nice kill there. Service point for Avery Homan. That serve is an ace serve. Homan with an ace serve, and now it's 18-17. Fort Recovery's lead is shriveled down to one. New Knoxville still has the serve and timeout. Lady Indians and coach Travis Guggenbillen.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery is going to play in the Crestview Invitational this weekend. We will not be doing any of those matches, but I think maybe FortRecoveryRadio.com is. 18-17. New Knoxville serving down by one. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp. Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Two-hand shove over by Egberts. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mellencamp. And a block for New Knoxville. Addison Albers with the block. We are now tied 18-all. Another serve dug out by Canada Dews to Heitkamp. Heitkamp quick hits it over and got the kill. Side out Lady Indians, and that puts Fort Recovery up by one at 19-18. Bryn Willman will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trails two sets to none, and there's a service error in the net. That makes it a tie set here, 19-19. Knoxville with the serve. It is a good serve dug out by Holman to the net. Battle back and forth at the net. Battle back and forth. Hit over by Egbert and got the kill. Another one. Bryn Egbert with her 18th kill of the night. Service point there for Kinley Richling. Cleaning up some of the perspiration on the floor. Probably quite a bit of perspiration on the floor. Okay, set to go. Here's Kenley Richling serving for New Knoxville. They lead by one, 20-19. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp and hits it out of bounds. Point New Knoxville. It's now 21-19. Richling will serve again. Kenley is a freshman. And ace serve for Kenley Richling. It's now 22-19. And Coach Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery calls another timeout. Lady Indians trailing by three, 22-19.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back once again at Fort Recovery Sportsite Fieldhouse. Lady Indians in trouble here, trailing two sets to none, and they're trailing here in the third set, 22-19. Richling serving again. It's a good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, cross court hit, and she got the kill. Carly Niekamp maybe saves the day with a kill there. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve, 22-20. Lady Indians need a nice run here, maybe 4 or 5 points. 5 points would win the set for them. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery, and the Kennedy saves that. Gets it back over on the free ball. Here's Addison Albers over. Now Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp gets a kill. And that makes it 22-21. Fort Recovery down by one. Give Kayla Heitkamp a service point. Carly has 5 kills on the night. Here's a serve and back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Webb free balls it back to Fort Recovery. The set, the smash by Niekamp, a block by New Knoxville. Free balling it over is Cameron Mollenkamp. Addison Albers will set for Egbert, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return. Fort Recovery should have had that back over, but couldn't do it. It's 23-21. A service point there for Avery Alberts. Good serve there. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp. Back to New Knoxville. Addison Albers will set for Egbert. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Homan. Oh, nice spike, but New Knoxville plays it. And they got the kill. Addison Albers with the kill. 24-21. Fort Recovery on the verge of getting shut out here tonight. Never thought this would happen. New Knoxville's played very well. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. And Cameron gets a kill to keep the slim hopes alive for Fort Recovery. That's the 11th kill of the night for Cameron Mollenkamp. She'll go back to serve. 24-22. Cameron Mollenkamp serves a good one. Dug out by Egbert to Addison Albers. Egbert across court. Kill. And it's over. 25-22. Wow, congratulations to New Knoxville. That was the 19th kill of the night for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers, Bryn Egberts. And it's over. Lady Indians lose 3-0. 25-23, 25-19, and 25-22. So Fort Recovery wins the JV matchup tonight, but they lose the varsity match to New Knoxville. Second MAC win of the year for New Knoxville. They're 2-4 in the conference. Fort Recovery drops to 1-5. New Knoxville's overall record improves to 6-9. Fort Recovery drops to 8-7. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up, because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kautpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. They're
care so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, New Knoxville comes in here to the Portside Fieldhouse and upsets the Lady Indians tonight, winning 25-23, 25-19, and 25-22. Fort Recovery should have had that first set, and they could have had that last set too, but the middle set, and pretty much New Knoxville set there. But congratulations to the Lady Rangers. They got the job done. JV went to Fort Recovery, winning 25-21. 30-28. For the victorious Lady Rangers, Paige Webb had 5 service points and 2 aces. Avery Homan with 5 service points and 2 aces. Avery Albers ended up with 13 kills, 4 service points, including 1 ace. Bryn Egbert, she did it all tonight. She is definitely all conference in my book. She had 19 kills, 3 blocks, 8 service points and 2 aces for, again, Bryn Egbert. 19 kills in all. Addison Albers had a nice night, too. Ended up with a total of 3 kills, 8 service points, including 2 aces, and had 1 block. Kinley Richling ended up with 4 service points and 1 ace and 2 kills for Kinley. Again, leading the way was Bryn Egbert with 19 kills on the night. Avery Albers had 13 kills. For the Lady Indians, Kenna Dews had 4 service points this evening. Kayla Heitkamp with 3 kills and 4 service points. Bryn Wilman had 3 kills, 2 blocks, and 1 service point. Carly Niekamp with 5 kills and 2 blocks. Carly's just miss steady out there. She contributes every match. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 5 kills and 6 service points tonight. Cameron Mullenkamp, 11 kills to lead the team and 11 service points for Cameron Mullenkamp. And Bridget Homan had 8 kills and 1 block. Nice night for Bridget. I don't keep assists, but Kayla Heitkamp definitely was the assist leader for the Lady Indians tonight. And I would guess it had to be Addison Albers, the assist leader for St. Henry. Once again, Fort Recovery loses 3 sets to none to this New Knoxville. I said St. Henry, New Knoxville, of course. Fort Recovery loses 3 sets to none to New Knoxville's Lady Rangers. Once again, 25-23, 25-19, and 25-22. Congratulations to New Knoxville. Reporting from the Fortside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.